The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. Once, when I was visiting the island of Lagunave in Haiti, I taught an informal class for a group of teachers trying to advance their careers with a knowledge of English. As an exercise, we translated a short article entitled, Why Save Seeds? I chose the selection because there's a strong grassroots movement on Lagunave to raise food locally instead of importing it. Churches, schools, and community groups were hungry for seeds and technical advice for vegetable gardening and improved yields of local crops like corn, beans, manioc, and sorghum. So everyone, I figured, would have ideas already about seed saving, food independence, and the preservation of diversity talked about in the article. Each session, we did a paragraph. I helped them identify the major vocabulary words and guided them in puzzling out a Creole translation. We got bogged down with genetically modified organisms. We were okay with organism. We were okay with modification. But genetically, genetic material, genes. I could see from their faces that they weren't so sure about this. The Creole English dictionary entry for gene is gen. Okay, so what's a gen? Blank looks. Someone volunteers, do you mean the gem? Nods of understanding all around. I'm suspicious of how the word gem sounds like germ, as in wheat germ. I don't know, I say. This gem, can you see it? Someone nods confidently and explains where exactly you find the gem in a grain of corn. Nope, I said. If you can see it, that's not it. How many movies and film strips of cell mitosis did I see during my education? First it's chromosomes wandering randomly around inside the nucleus. Suddenly they pair up like contra dancers. Each pair makes a copy of itself, and two identical groups march to opposite sides of the nucleus, which then splits in half like a soap bubble. These teachers didn't have movies, film strips, and discussion groups in their education. They had recitation and memorization. They didn't necessarily have textbooks. They surely didn't have the mental images of cell division that were second nature to me. DNA, I ventured. Do you know about that? Together, they came up with the syllables of deoxyribonucleic acid. I was in grade school when the Tinkertoy helix of DNA was on the cover of Life magazine. When they were in grade school, anybody who wanted to be somebody got on a leaky boat aimed for Miami, Cuba, or Venezuela. I dropped back closer to what I figured could be the beginning. Inside of every seed is all the information necessary to make the whole and entire plant correctly. That's the DNA, the genetic material. Inside a carrot seed is all the genetic material for making a carrot. A cabbage seed, with its genetic material for making cabbage, would never grow leaves that looked like a carrot. I had truly lost them. They were giving me that look you sometimes get in a conversation where someone started out thinking you had something useful to offer them, but it turned out that you were so stupid they could hardly be polite about it. Why would anyone think you might plant a row of cabbage seeds and have carrots come up instead? Before the next session, I downloaded simulations of cell activities from YouTube. Mitosis, the DNA helix unzipping itself. Of course, they were fascinated. These things are really going on all the time inside your body? They asked. How did they take these videos? Do I now tell them that they're simulations, but they should take them as evidence anyway? I thought we were going to review some elementary science. Instead, I found out that I had a theory of the invisible that I couldn't communicate. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.